Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church. We've been sharing some wonderful things this week. You know that God's not mad at us for some sin that we have in our lives, and He don't want us to be anxious for anything and uptight. He wants us to walk in victory. He wants us to be the head, not the tail. He wants us to see our enemies flee because of the power that's inside of us. So I want you to realize how to release that power that's in you, release that anointing that's in you. Release that revelation that's on the inside of you, because that's what it's all about, allowing the Holy Spirit to minister what's on the inside of me and you. And now, I want to go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now, how much power is working in you right now? God's Word says that there is power that works in us. It's a tremendous power that shakes the heavens and the earth, because it comes from the throne of God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. The problem, however, is that many of us don't release that power. How do we release that power in this earth? God wants us to release that power because there are things that will not happen on earth until we do so. So we got to speak that revelation. Isaiah prophesied 600 years before the Messiah came that Jesus was coming, and that the Messiah was going to come and the government was going to be upon His shoulders, and He was going to change the world. That same resurrecting power is on the inside of us, but we got to speak that thing. Jesus said that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew 16:19. What Jesus is saying, that what you permit to happen, heaven will permit. And what you allow, heaven would allow. What a blessing. My goodness, guys, that's powerful revelation. Now, I want you to say that again. What Jesus is saying here is whatever you permit to happen, heaven will permit, and what you disallow, heaven will disallow. Now that's a powerful revelation, and that's the revelation of Matthew 16:19. So how do we release God's power in us? One way is to pray in tongues. When we allow the Spirit to make intercessions for us, Romans 8:26, miracles begin to happen. Now I want you to understand something. Many years ago, my mother was dealing with an issue, and she was passing blood, and she was dealing with an issue, and she didn't want to go to the doctors right in the middle of the back of morning season, and we were farmers, and my mom was praying. And so one night she was been passing this blood, and so she ended up going to the doctor, and he told her she needed to have a hysterectomy, and that, you know, that was the only thing that was going to fix the problem. And so one night, I'll never forget, I don't even know how old I was, but it was 6 or 7 years before. But anyway, I was probably 12 or 13, I'm guessing. And my mom had been up all night, and you could hear her in the other room, and she was praying in the Spirit. And she was just, I mean, she was wailing before the Lord, and you could just tell. And it went on for hours and hours and hours, and Dad's in one room asleep, and I'm in the other room asleep. And the next morning we get up, and my mom is up, and she's cooking breakfast. And I knew something was different about her that morning, and I remember going up there, and she fixed breakfast, and we were sitting at the table as we always did, and we were eating, and she said, "I found it. I God healed me last night." And I, me being 12 years old, I didn't really understand what she meant by "God healed me last night." But afterwards, I realized that, you know, that the bleeding stopped. And she said, "I found a scripture in the Bible that stopped the blood, and the blood's no longer flowing, and I'm not going to have a hysterectomy, and everything's going to be okay." Because at that point in our life, we didn't have any health insurance, and like I said, it was right in the middle of tobacco burning time, and Dad was really busy with tobacco burning, and Mama worked in tobacco, so you know, we didn't have anything but the Lord. You know, I think so many times we have so many other things that we try before we try the Lord, but Mom didn't have any other thing, and she got up that morning, and we went in there, and she was cooking breakfast, like I said, and it was something, there was a different glow about her, there was just something, and she got healed, and that's the first time I ever saw any kind of healing take place like that. But then about 6 years later, now you got to understand, if she'd had a hysterectomy, 6 years later it couldn't have took place. But my mom got healed and didn't have to have a hysterectomy, and she was able to birth a child again. 6 years later, my brother came along. I was 18 years old. My brother came along, and I said, "Well, Lord, that was the first time I understood that, you know, seeing God work." Now, if she'd had the hysterectomy, my brother wouldn't have been here. But thank God that she got in prayer and began to get with the Lord, and the power that was in her, she began to release it, and she realized that healing had come in her body and that she had received that healing and walked in victory. Now, brother and sister, I want you to understand that same healing power is on the inside of you and me. But we got to be willing to trust God with as the source of our problem and not letting the doctor be the first source and then this guy being a source. And when there's nothing else left, then we turn to God. We need to trust the Lord because He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. I love what the Amplified said. The Amplified says, what you even dare to think, according to the power that works in us. That same power is alive and working in you today, friend. And all you have to do is release that power out of your mouth through praying in the Spirit. And I'm telling you, you'll experience power that you've never experienced before, and you'll see the beauty of grace.